KTVB News Time, 7:53, 73 degrees in Longview, 70 degrees in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. We are glad you're here. It is time now for You Tell Me, Texas, with KTVB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Every year in July, we mark the anniversaries of two revolutions. The first is on July 4th, as Independence Day is celebrated in the United States. Independence Day is strongly connected to the revolt against the British monarchy by English colonists living on the North American continent. July 4th is the day in 1776 that the Declaration of Independence was first published to those colonists. 10 days later, on July 14th, the French celebrate the 1789 anniversary of the storming of the Bastille, a fortress and prison in Paris. Now celebrated as Bastille Day, the event is strongly connected to the French Revolution, a revolt by French citizens against their own monarchy. Though the American Declaration of Independence was published in 1776 and the Bastille was stormed 13 years later in 1789, on the scale of the grand sweep of history, the events are essentially concurrent. But there the similarity ends. Though the unofficial slogan of the American Revolution was, "Taxation without representation is tyranny," what really drove the American Revolution ran much deeper than the resentment of taxes. The American Revolution arose from a deeply held belief by the American colonists in the God-given sovereignty of the individual. Boiled all the way down, what the American revolutionaries were fighting for was citizen dominion over government rather than the other way around having been the default state of mankind going back to the ancient Egyptians. The French Revolution wasn't nearly so high-minded. What the French revolutionaries wanted, again, boiled all the way down, was wealth redistribution. The king and the nobility had all the money, and the people, who were barely getting by, wanted it. It wasn't complicated. When the American Revolution was over, the newly free American citizens would go on to create the American Constitution, a document that, for the first time in human history, institutionalized individual sovereignty and, for the first time in human history, would eventually lead to poverty among the citizenry becoming the exception rather than the rule. When the French Revolution was over, its redistributionist roots, as much as any other single factor, would give rise to socialism, which is to say, government ownership of the means of production and citizens as the resulting de facto wards of the state. The two philosophies have been in competition in the West ever since. This fall, we will see a major contest in that competition, as an avowed, unapologetic socialist seeks, with a very good chance of succeeding, the mayoralty of New York City, America's largest city and its financial capital. The country that emerged following the American Revolution, despite its acknowledged faults, is the most successful society in all of history. The socialism that emerged following the French Revolution has failed every time it has been tried, while costing the lives of tens of millions who suffered under it. Yet, as we see in New York, socialism refuses to die, and one dare not take for granted that it won't win out in the end. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com, and you tell me. Well, several organizations have now taken me up on my suggestion of using Keepersall Estates as a recruiting tool. And look, why not? If you're running the business or organization, you don't need me to tell you that your biggest single challenge is finding the right people to fill your key positions. You need all the help you can get. Let Keepersall Estates be a resource. If you're trying to impress a key prospect, a good way to start is with wine, cocktails, and a five-star dinner in a beautiful setting. That is, of course, the restaurant at Keepersall. Then, if your prospect is from out of town, needs a place to sleep, the overnight accommodations at Keepersall are head and shoulders better than a soulless chain hotel. Good people are hard to find, and when one comes along, you face a lot of competition. Keepersall Estates can give you a competitive edge and help you turn a prospect into a key member of your team. Put more simply, Keepersall is going to make you look good. To learn more and to make arrangements, visit Keepersall.com and click on the visit link.